This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're going to talk more about immigration, border walls, walls around Chicago. All of that is on the way here tonight with you in studio. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, stuff to talk about. We bring it to the table, but you can also bring up anything you want. So let's go to the phones where we actually, on Skype, have John in Nevada. And you can call on Skype, too. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Go ahead, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
As you probably heard, Nevada recently got recreational marijuana legalized.
That's right.
Which is great. But I've been seeing some real problems with the interaction between federal and state laws. So mm-hmm. while it's legal under state law in Nevada, it's still a crime under federal law. And this has brought up some bad cases. There was someone in the Las Vegas area. This is before this recreational law even came into play. We've had medical marijuana for a few years now. This guy who had medical marijuana, his neighbors called in because he was growing some in his yard. Police came out and checked. They found out that, yes, he was, but it was legal. Okay. But a cop came and knocked on his door. He didn't answer. The cop looked in the window and saw firearms in the house.
Oh, no.
So he went and got a warrant and came back. And they arrested the guy and convicted him on weapons charges because the Nevada law says you can't own weapons if you use marijuana yep. in violation of the law. Now, it doesn't violate Nevada law, but it does violate federal law.
Jeez.
Right, and I believe there's even a federal statute of some sort about you can't have drugs and weapons.
That's correct. And so for all these people in the states where marijuana has been legalized, legally, they've all put their legal right to bear arms in jeopardy if you go buy marijuana. There's no reason legally why the feds can't pull your name, come to your house, take your guns, and arrest you.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
If they can convince a jury that you are a user, then they can take that away from you. So this is hanging like the sword of Damocles over everybody in these states. And a lot of people, I think, are not even really aware of it. It's pretty scary, and it's something that really needs to be cleared up. I mean, the federal laws really need to go.
Absolutely. I mean, what are the odds that's going to happen under the Trump administration? Is, you know, where does he stand on cannabis?
Well, we don't know where he stands necessarily, but we do know where his attorney general pick stands.
This guy's like a major drug warrior,
Jeff,
right?
Jeff Sessions, the guy that's currently a senator from my home state of Alabama, said, quote unquote, good people don't smoke marijuana.
Wow.
What a jerk. It's pretty scary. It's pretty scary. Well, so I just thought I'd put it out there that people should be aware that, you know, of the kind of legal jeopardy they can be in, because I don't think a lot of people think about it.
Great point. Thanks, John, for sharing that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us and take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, there's lots to talk about here tonight, but we've been talking a lot about the immigration/border wall/deportings, all of that. And I want to come back into it here, but Daryl, you brought up the story initially about the Indian nation, and I forget the name of
Tohono O'odham.
Tohono O'odham, that has a large swath of land Right in on the border, basically. The border divides their Indian nation.
Correct.
And life has been difficult for them as the U.S. Border Patrol has been ramping up their enforcement, ramping up the level of fencing that exists there. Apparently it went from a barbed wire fence to something a little bit larger.
Yes.
At some point. So apparently there already is a border wall or some sort of
there's
fence.
A fence
there's some kind
but
of
it's
fence.
Not a wall.
Okay.
So what Trump wants... And correct me if I'm wrong on this, but
he
wants like
a
giant concrete wall. We're not going to say it's like the Berlin Wall, because the Berlin Wall was bad.
It's a bad wall.
But the Mexican Wall is going to be a good wall, because Trump is going to build it, because he knows how to build things, apparently. And one thing that I think is interesting that a lot of people don't realize, the Berlin Wall... For the people that were in East Germany, they called it the anti-fascist protection rampart. So they built the wall to keep the fascist out of their communist paradise.
Mm. And now you've got fascists who are building a wall to keep hardworking immigrants out of their country.
Yes.
So was there more to say or share that was relevant from the story?
No, we finished the article.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
And so, it has been posted to the Facebook and the Twitter.
The Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter. Very cool. So let's dig deeper, though, into some of these issues. We have Vincent here, who just finished voting for Donald Trump. It was your first election, right? You're 18
yes,
years old.
Yeah.
So, your first vote ever was for Donald Trump, and you seem like a relatively liberty friendly guy, Vincent.
Yes.
You seem to understand the ideas. by all means.
And I don't think that immigration should be the defining. I'm trying to find a way to say this, that I don't think open borders is inherent to libertarianism. So now. Aside from the joking I did tonight, like, I don't take glee in the idea of people being forcibly, taken out of a country by guns, even if, unless they're criminals. But I think it's a necessity at this point. It's a necessity. And
idea of necessity is one that opens up a Pandora's box of power. This is the claim that. That lawyers and politicians have been making for a long time. Well, we've got that Constitution thing, but it's necessary. And that term is basically a legal term that essentially opens up a window to where you can shove any kind of policy through, no matter how unconstitutional.
I didn't mean it to be like legal. I just meant it to
but
be utilitarian.
But that is what their excuse is. It's the necessity
necessary
excuse.
It's in the Constitution, necessary and proper. We can do anything that is necessary and proper to further the supposed general welfare. And, well, we think that it would be necessary and proper to round up all of these people of a certain group and put them in internment.
But the difference is, in this case, what I'm saying about illegal immigration, they're not U.S. citizens.
So does that mean you're
against
the
internment? Human beings have rights regardless of where they were born.
Well, I don't.
That's true.
But now, I think it takes precedence. Now, speaking about human rights and stuff, before we go into that, I think deporting criminals takes precedence over deporting, people who are, like, hardworking or, people who are...
So I define criminal.
Someone who breaks a law and...
Okay, so jaywalking is a law.
Violent criminals.
Everybody that jaywalks.
Violent criminals.
Okay.
People coming in.
Okay, so your earlier assertion that we need to build this wall because people are coming across with drugs... Well, there's no violence there inherently in, bringing
products. They use guns to defend their drugs, and they use guns to kill
all the time.
Opponents. No, I know, not all the time, but you go and you see they have, like, caravans, and they have technicals and things. You have some places in Mexico, you say, people aren't getting killed in Mexico. They have some place where they have to have militias of people in Mexico.
You didn't say nobody was being killed in Mexico.
No, you said the murders mainly between drug dealers. But in some towns, they have to have militias of regular people because the government won't go. Not that you have the government who's, supposed to protect them and regulate firearms,
sure.
They won't protect protect them.
A lot of times it's the government that is the drug cartel.
No, I know. I agree with that also. But
And you've got a situation like that here in the United States where in certain areas of Detroit, the police won't respond to calls. And
yeah,
so
it's
you've
unfortunate.
Got
it's
private people who are defending themselves. They're hiring a threat management center, for instance, to provide them with defense. And so there's a lot more to talk about here. On the area of immigration, you also just brought up the idea of rounding people up and putting them into camps, which is a whole other discussion that we should have. Whether we have time to get to it is another question. We can take your calls as well. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through. And they're not going to be perfect, and they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Vincent just told us a moment ago, and I want to talk more about it, about the idea that being a libertarian doesn't necessarily mean that you have to oppose national borders. And he's not the only one who's made that argument. Lou Rockwell, I believe, over at lourockwell.com, who's a very prominent libertarian, has made that argument, as well as some of his bloggers, I think. So I want to talk more about that. But regardless of how you feel about the ideas of liberty, there's one venue at the national level that is the best option politically to advance those ideas in general. Now, they may disagree on the finer points, but the Libertarian Party is that option, and you can become a member of the Libertarian Party, thanks to Free Talk Live, for free by using this URL. Go to lp.org/FTL. And I heard that they're still only allowing lowercase letters for that URL, so make sure you get it right. LP, like Libertarian Party, .org/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And then that'll allow you to get a free membership in the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party. This is how you can have an effect on their nominating process. So, you know, maybe you're like me and you want to see the Libertarian Party actually nominate a principal libertarian for president instead of Gary Johnson again in 2020. Well, you can join the party and then go to their convention as a delegate, and you can have your say in that. Or maybe you want to water the party down, just like it's been happening for the last decade or two decades. You can also join the Libertarian Party.
And remember, the Libertarians have a national convention every 2 years.
Okay.
So there's a convention in 2018 in New Orleans.
Which, in theory, if the... I guess the pattern will hold up. So this year there were a bunch of Republicans that invaded the Libertarian Convention, basically, signed up as Libertarians like the week before or same day or whatever, and then went to the convention and lobbied for Gary Johnson. Presumably they won't have the same incentive to show up in the one that happens 2 years from now.
Correct.
So maybe the radicals, the people who truly believe in liberty like you, Daryl, will actually have a chance to, I don't know, pass some bylaws, changes that will actually help keep these, what do you want to call
That's
them, these
the
invaders,
hope.
Keep
That's
these invaders
the
out.
I saw somewhere that Gary Johnson isn't going to be running again in 2020.
I hope not. But if you want to help Daryl and the rest of the radicals out, then you can go to lp.org/FTL, and you can sign up for free for the Libertarian Party there. If you don't go through that URL, you're going to have to pay like $25 for a year. So why not get the free one? lp.org/FTL. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. More about immigration coming up here in moments. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, there's not maybe a block away from here, the Islamic Society of Greater Nashua.
Okay.
And like a lot of Muslim organizations, they don't say whether there's, you know, Sunni or Shia or any of that. So I decided, I was wondering why is that. So I strolled on into the joint today because seeing as how it's Friday, sure enough, there's somebody that I can ask. I didn't realize I was supposed to take my shoes off walking into the joint.
Hmm.
But the answer is that around here in this neck of the woods, they don't care whether you're Shia or Sunni.
What do you know? Not every Muslim is at each other's throats based on their belief system. Shocker, huh?
You know, see, I didn't know that because you read so much about, like, the Sunnis committing terrorism against the Shia and vice versa in the Middle East, and how they have distinct mosques in some countries and everything.
Right.
And so when you want to go on a Hajj, which is the pilgrimage, the Saudi Arabian government requires you to declare on the visa application if you are Shia and stuff like that. So I didn't know. Hmm. Around here, why not? If they're all going to be pointing themselves in the same direction when they're bowing down to pray, why not all pray together? You know,
Indeed, and I think what you're pointing out here is something that a lot of Americans don't understand about Muslims, is that Muslims in America are not the same types of Muslims necessarily that you will find in other parts of the world. They, you know, are likely more able to get along with one another. They're likely more able to communicate successfully with one another. And you know, if you jump to conclusions about people, then you'll be missing out on really, you know, getting to know some good folks who are very peace-loving folks. And I think the Muslim religion in general is a peace-loving religion. There are, of course, just like with Christians, some people who are willing to enforce their view on others by violence. And those people, I don't believe, are in the majority. And certainly they're not in the majority in the United States, as far as Muslims are concerned.
Now, see, I got nothing against Muslims. I hate cops. I hate smokers, and I don't like queers. So, I'll leave you with that.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. You know, we have our disagreements, and yeah, that's Tom from New Hampshire. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, you know, I wonder, I have to wonder, did Tom ever actually meet more than one gay person in his life? You know, if you meet some Muslims and actually sit down and talk to them, maybe you'll realize they're not frothing at the mouth trying to kill you. You know, maybe you'll realize they're reasonable human beings who just have a different religious set of beliefs than you do. Maybe if you actually start meeting some gay people, you realize that, you know, they're not bad people who they just want to have their own life and, you know, get along with others. And they're not, you know, they want to be able to adopt kids and, you know, go through the whole life thing that just like you do. It's just they have a different sexual interest, a different attraction than you do. Why hate somebody like that? I just don't understand the hatred.
I heard somebody speculate one time that a lot of people that are homophobic might have this fear that a gay person's going to hit on me, and that will make me uncomfortable.
Or maybe they're afraid they're going to turn, right? Like if they're around gay people too much, that they'll be infected with the gayness. Or maybe what it is that they actually have homosexual tendencies, you know, that they think about being with another man or another woman or whatever their same sex is. And so they think about those things, and the fact that they're thinking about them bothers them because they've been told they're not supposed to. Maybe they were raised in a super religious household. And by the way, that's one thing that he has in common with some Muslims, is they're not exactly friendly towards gay people. Some, not all of them. Some of them are pretty tolerant and good folks. You know, maybe actually having an encounter with somebody that is, you know, not a sexual encounter can help change somebody's mind. But if there is somebody who is feeling like, you know, they want to know what it's like to be with someone of the same sex, but at the same time conflicted because they've been taught that that's evil or wrong or will you'll burn in hell or whatever, then they want to use the government to try to stop people like that from being in their lives. And I just think it's unfortunate because I know some gay people who are just some of the best people that I've ever known, and to hate somebody because of their sexual orientation, it just doesn't make any sense to me. There's some sort of deep-seated fear there that is based out of something that they probably don't want to talk about. So anyway, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, we've been discussing the freedom to travel. And the freedom to travel should include across borders of countries. These are ultimately just ideas. They're just lines in the sand that some group of men at some point drew somewhere. And now there are other groups of men and women calling themselves the Border Patrol who will enforce those lines. And they will kill you if they have to enforce them. We'll talk about that coming up here in moments. And also, Vincent is with us, who is a Donald Trump supporter. And he seems like kind of a, I don't know if reluctant is the right word, but you are supporting the Border Patrol. We'll talk more about that coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you had but one day to teach someone about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, that's okay. Because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge of how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. Fee gives you tools for that. Take Economics in One Day now for free over at fee.org/FTL and learn key economics concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. More on The Border here in moments. But first, Ian, Vincent, and Daryl in the studio. We go to the phones to your calls and thoughts, and actually in this case we go to Skype, where James is on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, James. Hello.
Yeah, Vincent, when I call into a talk radio show, all I ask is that first you tell the truth, then allow me to give my opinion. And unlike the shameless liar that you're sitting next to, that you're now his newest, nicest fanatic, congratulations, Vincent. Do your parents know who you hang out with?
Well, first of all, we've been arguing this entire show. How would you call me a fanatic?
Yeah.
Because you're a new Impshire Ian Stooge. You hang out with a loser and a liar that just laughed. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm laughing at you.
And you hang. You can do that. Do it to my face one of these days, Ian. I dare you. You're a liar and a loser, and you're lucky that you're 5,000 miles away from me.
Are you saying you would do something violent to me for laughing in your general vicinity?
No, for having lied and yet forsaken it and taken it back and repented and atoned. And having Vincent actually regurgitate those lies and thinks he's funny. Because I don't know if he actually believes them or not. But I asked Vincent a question. Vincent, do your parents know you hang out with losers like Christopher Cantwell and Ian Bernard and Daryl W. Perry? I'm sorry for your loss, Daryl. How many votes do you get? 100? Vincent, do your parents know you hang out with losers?
Why does it matter?
Because you said you're Roman Catholic. And by the way, Jesus hung out with losers too, and he told them to go forth and sin no more. He didn't placate, enable, and go along with their sin and debauchery and lying, let alone regurgitate lies.
I'm pretty sure Vincent's parents actually listened to the episodes, or at least some of them. They know you're here.
So you're answering for Vincent. So you're answering for Vincent in the affirmative. Because Vincent,
well, he's laughing so hard, it's hard for him to get a word out edgewise.
Whatever. You answered the question for him. I guess it's a yes.
Okay, all right, fine. Yes, Vincent. James, my parents know what I'm doing.
Okay, they'll meet me outside Mass one of these days, and so will the entire congregation.
What did you say? They'll meet you outside where?
I will never go to Massachusetts
I'll publicly make fun of your parents in front of their congregation for not having condemned you for hanging out with losers and liars.
Because that's what Jesus would do, right, James?
Yep.
Jesus would condemn.
You ever read the Bible? Nope, you haven't.
So what you're saying is that Jesus, who hung out... Actually, I have read the Koran.
No, you haven't. You skimmed through it.
No, I didn't. I was in jail.
No, you didn't study
James, you're lying about me. James, you're lying about me.
You didn't study the Koran. You don't know anything about the Koran. You don't even know the things in the Koran that are sick that you deny that they're there.
Well,
that you have in the
past. Weird,
not,
there's weird
there.
And sick stuff in the Bible, too, okay? Just because something
and,
is.
And by the way, Bernard, I don't know any Christians going around killing people and trying to enforce their Christianity.
The U.S. military.
There are plenty of Islam.
Well, no. But you can't Islamists make a comparison between the U.S. military and some crusading Christian.
They have,
that is where I will agree.
Very good, Vincent.
They have priests
for
in the U.S. military.
The
shut up, James.
Thanks, James, for the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Look, they've got pastors or whatever the hell they call
them. Well, yeah, Vernot doing the fighting. When you go to a country, Vernot's saying, you know, one of the terms of surrender isn't that they convert to Christianity. In Iraq, they replace a Sunni government with a Shia government. That's just how it ended up being. I think it was that. Yeah, Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, right?
But Christians aren't supposed to be killing people. I mean, hello, do not murder is like one of the Ten Commandments.
Well,
so apparently all the people who are Christians in the military forgot about that. Or maybe they're using the excuse of, well, it's not murder when we do it. We're the military. It's a legal taking of a life or whatever stupid.
Look, I'm not for any of these wars here, okay? I'm not a war hawk, but I think it's going a little bit far to say what our, you know, US servicemen are out there murdering.
Would
people.
Jesus have joined the US military and killed people?
No.
Of course not. Now look, in order to be a Christian, and look, I'm saying this as a former Christian. Okay,
yes.
So I've been a Christian, I can say that, right? In order to be a Christian, you are supposed to emulate Christ. You're supposed to be as Christ-like, Christian, the name Christ, in Christian. You are being as like Christ as you possibly can in your day-to-day life. Now, you're not going to be perfect, and neither was he. You're not going to be perfect at emulating him, but you should strive to do that. And one of the obvious things that Christ wouldn't have done is joining the military and going and taking orders from politicians to murder people around the world. Seems like a no-brainer to me. I mean, you're kind of close to a Christian, right, Daryl?
Right. I've not gone to, you know, an organized church in a really long time. But when I used to go regularly, every Memorial Day and Veterans Day, there was this weird sort of, you know, patriotism sort of thing being, you know, promoted in the church. So, you know, like people were being encouraged to go join the military.
Yeah, that is not a Christian thing at all. A Christian should be working for peace. The Christian should be standing against occupying armies and things like
but
that.
But I'm just not that I'm saying that, you know, this passage I'm going to quote is, you know, supporting military. But Jesus also said, "Sell your cloak for a sword." Yeah, there's different ways to interpret that, but it's being, you know,
well,
being a Christian doesn't necessarily mean you have to be totally nonviolent.
I didn't say that. I was talking. Look, it's one thing to defend your crops with a sword. It's one thing, yes, to defend your family with a sword. It's a whole other thing to go over and take someone's land from them and, you know, slice their bellies open. It's a whole other story.
All right,
so there's one where you're being the aggressor, and then there's one where you're defending yourself, defending your loved ones, defending those who are in your church and your neighbors. And by the way, it's worth pointing out that Christians and Jews and Muslims alike in the time of Muhammad got along fine for the most part, and they all lived in the same area, and they had sort of three different legal structures underneath under what they lived. In fact, I learned about
plus
this.
There were the pagans that lived in the area as well. So there were, right, you know, four different, you know, groups of people that were living all together.
Well, now Muhammad, at one point, because he was betrayed by a certain Jewish tribe, he did massacre them, but I guess that's not what you're saying, is when they lived under them.
Well, Muhammad, and I don't know specifically what you're referring to there, but there was a very specific teaching in the Quran where Muhammad instructed his followers that if the whoever it is that's attacking you, whether it's whatever group, okay, doesn't matter, whatever group is attacking you, if they cease their attack, you are to not pursue them. You are to not continue the fight. You are to not, you know, turn and run after them and go into their homes and go into their villages and slaughter them. No, you're supposed to stop. If they stop the aggression, you are supposed to stop the response and, you know, call it a day. Try to, you know, not encounter those people ever again in the future. But there was never as many of the Muslim haters would claim, there was never the claim to just hunt down the infidels or whatever.
Well,
that's
now,
not true.
What did the Franks do before the Battle of Poitiers? What did the Franks do to incur the wrath of the Muslims that invaded? Or what did the Visigoths
do? Well, not every Muslim is going to follow the Orthodox viewpoint.
Yeah, right? But that was an entire caliphate. That was like the biggest caliphate ever that's expanded from. And those were Muhammad's successors, too, that went to Europe and invaded. I'm not trying to judge an entire religion based on what they did in the past.
I can only speak to what the Orthodox view is. So obviously there are, you know, the official, whatever, yes, you want to call it, Muslim view, and that is a view of peace. But there are certainly some, what are they, mullahs, I guess? Or, there are these clerics, Muslim folks, who do advocate for violence and who are advocating for things like what you're talking about, and those people are not Orthodox Muslims. But I'm not a Muslim. I have done some research on it. I have studied with a Muslim while I was in jail, and I did read the Quran from cover to cover. So just saying, 855-450-FREE. I'm no expert, but I know a thing or two more than probably the average American does about it. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We can talk Muslims. We can talk rounding people up. We haven't gotten into that yet. And also the border. We got to come back to that, too. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You dial toll free, take control of these airwaves, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to Skype on in here, you can do that at username lrn.fm. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. It's Ian, Vincent, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Let's go first to Stephen in Washington State, listening to LRN.FM. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
See, I just wanted to make 2 points here. I mean, I agree with you for the most part, but I agree. I've met a lot of Christians that are very tolerant people. So I think, you know, it's just based on the person. But I'm of the firm opinion that inherently, regardless of how tolerant the person is, Christianity as a whole is intolerant of other belief structures, religions, basically.
Hey, Steve, can you do me a favor? Back off your phone by like an inch or two. You're just a little bit too hot.
How's that?
I think it's better. But go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Christians just inherently the faith system is inherently non-tolerant because it's monotheist. It's, you know, my God is the only God, and any God you may believe in is just flat out wrong. If you have a Christian person talking to a pagan person, and regardless of how well they get along, how good of friends they are, regardless of whether or not they may be two great people, in the end, that Christian person is going to believe that pagan person is just all eternity. It's just, that's just how it is. If you follow the Christian faith.
No, if you followed, you know, what was actually taught by the Messiah instead of following what, you know, a lot of preachers want to teach, it's not your place to judge where you think someone is going to spend the afterlife. And it's not your place to try to force other people to follow your beliefs. So the people like, you know, Westboro Baptist Church that, you know, go out and say, you know, like, God hates fags and thank God for dead soldiers. And, you know, they're you know, really the intolerant a-holes within. And, again, they're the vocal possibly majority. And I will admit that, you know, there's a lot of people that call themselves Christians that are just complete a-holes. And it's one of the reasons that I don't use the term to describe what I believe.
Right.
But one thing that I do find sort of hypocritical and inconsistent of the people that do believe that, you know, like, and I don't believe this, but others do, that, you know, homosexuality is the reason for the downfall of America, and they'll protest that, and they'll even
ridiculous.
Cite Leviticus. Oh, well, Leviticus here says, don't lay with a man like you would with a woman. But just a couple verses later, it says, don't eat shellfish. Just a few verses after that, it talks about the way you should grow your garden, mm-hmm. but I've never seen anybody protest Red Lobster.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. You make some good points. I think overall, inherently it's impossible for any human being to not reach a judgment of some kind, given enough evidence. It's just a matter of how much evidence they accumulate before they make a judgment and form an opinion. I know most organized religions try to take away to force out your ability to make judgments for yourself, but I think it's literally impossible for any even halfway reasonable person to not reach a judgment of some kind themselves. So I think it's possible for them to do as you're talking about.
Stephen, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I think what it is, you've got a lot of people that are just intolerant. And they use the religion as the excuse for them being intolerant.
Right. I just want to add that you mentioned Leviticus, and in my, you know, that's in the Old Testament, I believe. Yeah.
Yes.
In my personal opinion, this sets me apart from a lot of other Christians, and especially a lot of other Catholics. I think that, you know, in order for Christianity, I don't really take into account much what the Old Testament says, because one, that's, you know, that's, I'm trying to formalize it. I don't really take into account much because I think it's outdated. Not just because we change the times, we should change the religion, but I think that what Jesus says supersedes a lot of stuff in the
Old
Testament.
Some,
that's why they call it the Old Testament. So
right.
I don't really take, you know.
There are some different messages between the two.
But there's a lot of Christians that they pick and choose parts of Leviticus to wind up, you know, reinforcing their bigotry and hatred and intolerance when they shouldn't be doing that. They should be following, you know, the teachings of the Messiah, who said, love one another as I have loved you. That's how people will know that you're my disciple.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join the conversation, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So we've been talking off and on throughout the show, and of course we'll continue to take your calls about anything, about immigration. And it led to a discussion because Vincent, I mean, Daryl, you and I could agree all day long about immigration. We got Vincent with us here tonight, and he voted for Donald Trump. He has the hat, the Make America Great Again hat. He appears to actually believe in the whole, you know, border wall thing, which, of course, the proposal has been that Donald Trump will essentially force Mexico to pay for it in the way, he's planning on doing that, last I heard, was by basically adding a large tax to any remittances Now, a remittance is like a Western Union or MoneyGram. It's where one person sends money through this third party, this money transmitter, as they are called legally, to another party, whether it's down the street or halfway across the world or from wherever to somewhere in Mexico. It's not uncommon for immigrant families to use Western Union and MoneyGram to send money back to where they come from to help their families down there. And ultimately, that's what Trump was talking about, was to put a tremendous tax on the use of remittances and then use the money that they raise from those taxes to build the wall. So it wouldn't be that the Mexican government would per se be building it. It would be that the U.S. government would extract the money by the threat of violence to the Mexican people who are trying to just simply send money home to their families. That was the proposal. The last I heard of it. And you were saying, Daryl, it was a proposal for a large concrete edifice?
That's the way he's described it.
And presumably it would go down into the earth as well, otherwise it would be easy to tunnel underneath. So it will likely be, you know, as tall below the ground as it will above, presumably, you know, if it is built in a way that will be intended to keep people out. Of course, they could just keep tunneling, I guess, and likely tunnel under it at some point. There's always going to be a way around whatever it is that they put up. And that's why,
right,
ultimately,
there's this thing called the Pacific Ocean.
That is certainly true. Yeah, nobody's planning to put a wall up along the beachfront, are they, Vincent? Have you heard that one? Is that a
proposal? No, but you have to start somewhere. You have to stem the tide somewhere. I haven't heard too much of people getting in boats and going across. I have. Well, actually, yeah, I even know someone who they're a proud descendant, a proud child of an illegal immigrant. They said that their mother went from some South American country in a in some kind of makeshift raft up to the U.S. and then they're turned around by the Coast Guard.
Ugh.
And then, as they should have been, and
no, they shouldn't. But that's another story.
Yeah, that's another go.
Then what happened?
And, you know, I didn't really like this person, so I didn't really stick to find out. But somehow
they tried again.
Well, somehow we're in the country, and now because her mother was an illegal immigrant, or at least they had that story, she's going to NYU for free.
Sweet.
No, not sweet. I mean, I wish my mother came here illegally so I could go to, well, I don't know why I want to go to NYU, but yeah, so I could go to college for free. My mother, she had to spend a lot of money and took a lot of time for her to stay here illegally.
Right, and why
so
should anyone
are
have
you
to
just
do that?
Speculating that the only reason they're going to college for free is because their mother was an undocumented immigrant, or did they qualify for some kind of scholarship? Because
as
I've
said,
never heard of anything.
I think it was a mixture of just her meeting with a person, telling the story, and also having that being as her college essay. That's what I'm pretty sure. But like a mixture of that, yes, scholarship and also affirmative action.
Why should anybody have to jump through a bunch of hoops? Why should anyone have to fill out a bunch of paperwork? Why should anyone have to pay thousands
of
dollars?
It's a tragedy. So go ahead.
You're talking about how your mom jumped through all these hoops to come here legally. Why should anyone have to do that? Why should anyone have to ask some bureaucrat's permission to move from point A to point B, wherein point B they are welcomed to come to by maybe an apartment building owner or somebody who's renting a house to them, or you know, somebody who's got a job lined up for them?
Well, one answer is it shouldn't in a libertarian utopia, but this is where we come into the tragedy of the commons, because you have them, they come and take advantage of taxpayer programs and other things that people like citizens
so
who lived here forever.
Welfare, not immigration.
Well, no, but they come in. We have to stop the immigration so they stop abusing welfare.
That's not going
to
happen. Let's talk about the tragedy of the commons here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.